Listen, have you been in the Haskell, bro? Have you been in the Haskell?
No, but or I've like been any, this is what they wear. Steeple chases yes. a bunch of times. Yes. Yeah,
so this is what everyone wears. Like, yeah. You go, you dress preppy, you have a good time, and wear
sweaters. I mean, you guys are like total frat moves, circa 2014.
Yeah, exactly. That was what I think Max was going for.
You look like an Ole Miss pledge. Well, we're interviewing Nick Coletti pretty soon. From Real Brez, yeah.
No. Yeah, that's Max's like idol right there.
Dude.
I love Nick Coletti.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
I just love that one video where he's at the McDonald's drive-thrus.
Yeah.
And he was
yeah.
like, can I get the 6-piece sausage McGiblets? And they're like, oh, sorry, breakfast is over. He's like, I wasn't going to kill myself today. It's just like,
not going to lie, with TFM, there was a time where I feel like it kind of stepped off a bit. And now I feel like it's coming back. I'm seeing it more, especially on social media.
I mean, I run the social media now.
Props to you, bro. Yeah. In 5, 4, 3, 2.
Hello and welcome to the MCM podcast number 21. My name is JR.
And my name is Max. And that reverb is so... It sounds good. It honestly makes me want to kill myself. I've never... It's Halloween.
I know, you really missed me on the podcast. I wasn't here last week, so...
That's what I was going to say. No, it was actually... Was it last week or 2 weeks ago? We had Via Ripa on the band, and they were very chill, and we were just so fucking happy.
To not have me on.
Not to have you. And yeah. I did talk shit. I was like, dude, he had his little brother's birthday party, but you know what? I was going to say, fuck his little brother. That's not nice. I was going to be like, dude, come on now. This is more important than anything. I don't care what you're doing. Are you uncomfortable?
A little bit, yeah. Not going to lie.
You know, bro, it's Halloween. It's a very special day. And
I mean, I'm already dressed up like a clown. Do I really have to dress up even more?
You do look like a fucking clown.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we are happy to have JR back, and it's a very, very special day.
I'm not happy to be back.
8 years ago, Governor Christie, you know, canceled Halloween, and it's a little thing in Jersey. Actually, a big thing to make fun of Halloween not happening, and I don't think... Is Halloween even going on this fucking year?
I think so. Yeah, I think people are trick-or-treating and shit like that. Yeah.
I feel like hella people are
You probably just,
like,
just have to wear a mask, that's all.
Like, can't wear a mask. Are you going to wear a mask over a mask?
Well, you wear a mask under the mask you're wearing, right? I mean, like, that kind of makes sense.
Then your character you're playing isn't COVID compliant. I just found a fucking hole in that.
I don't know. I'm pretty sure people are. I know my younger brother is, so.
Well, I like this mask, dude, when we lived in our college house. Jared, like, was an eighth housemate. He would always sleep on the fucking couch there. But my housemate, this fucking dude, Mike, would literally hide this shit all over the fucking house. And just scare the hell out of me. One day he put it in the microwave. So I opened up the microwave and it literally just scared the shit out of me. One day this fucking retard put it in my shower.
Oh, you just said the R word.
I know. I should have said it. It's really for you, man. Fucking dumbass. But he put it in my shower and I woke up at like 9 a.m. and I turned the shower on. And the shower, I thought it was just broken because the water was coming out weird. But I looked up and it was just this freaking mask. And I'm like, dude. That isn't just... I thought my shower was broken, so you didn't get me.
That's still pretty funny, though. It's a good spot. I mean, didn't he ski-scared someone's girlfriend, and then she punched him in the face, right?
She did. That was Disco's girlfriend.
Yeah.
Shout out Kaylee for that. That was pretty good.
That was pretty funny.
I mean, we're talking about college right now.
And we're wearing these terrible outfits.
It's not terrible, dude. Yeah, look at this. It's called dressing to par, okay, bro?
You can't tell, but we're wearing shorts right now.
We're going to take a picture with our guests.
Max's shorts are like... It looks like he's living in the 70s.
Dude, I should have done like a 70s porn stash. I should have. I keep my beard going.
You've done it before.
I have done it before, and it's just...
But yeah, why, Max, explain why we're wearing these disgraceful outfits.
Okay. So today's guest is a total fucking frat move. And I know you're saying that. Like, we're saying that. And it is fucking... It's incredible, because I've been talking about... I've been a fan of this brand for fucking years. Before college, I would watch their shit. And just marvel at what went on in college. And I was like, dude, I can't wait. And honestly, college lived up to the expectations. What do you think?
No, not really.
No, he just had a horrible time. Really. I mean, this kid's like a Debbie Downer.
No, I had fun. But I don't know. I wasn't that excited for college to begin with. So it was like...
I mean, dude, I watched guys like Jimmy Tatro back in the day. That you're fucking horrible for not... Like, How to Start a Bro Fight. Things like that. He was the frat guy back in the day.
Yeah.
And, you know, TFM did shit with him, and I was so happy. And I'm still a fan of him to this day. He's a real bros of Simi Valley. Shout out
that
show. Fucking You Don't Burn. We have a long story with that. But let's get into our guest. He goes by TFM Birdlaw. He does all sorts of stuff for TFM. How you doing, bro?
What's up, pussies? You drink?
Dude, I'll be honest. I want to say, I put the solo cups there. I want to say that this is fucking beer. It's like seltzer. Dude, it's good for cutting weight. Like, have you ever drank seltzer, bro?
So during this quarantine period, the first like 2 months, I was just drinking whiskey and like beer. Essentially what happened is I went on spring break with a couple of my buddies and my parents didn't want us around. So my mom gave me the keys to her beach house. And I was there with two friends. One of them is like super rich, but he's fucking disgusting. Mm-hmm. So
what do you mean by disgusting?
I mean, he's just like he's a gross kid. Like he doesn't clean, like he doesn't shave, he smells bad, that kind of. He's in essence, he's kind of Charlie Kelly. From Always Sunny.
Give us his handle. We'll shout him out in the podcast.
Yeah, 508 Tony Lake. I don't even
give a smelly shit. Son of a. Take a shower, bro.
Well, he's actually kind of part of the reason I got a job. It kind of ties in.
Let's see.
But fuck, I don't even remember what I was. I'm so hungry right now.
You went. You went to your mom's beach house with the smelly kid.
So he would. The kind of deal was, I would cook for him. I would clean for him. And as my other friend would like do his laundry, all this shit. And the deal was, he would pay for our weed and booze kind of thing.
Okay.
And, but like he got to pick because he was also like drinking and smoking with us. So like he's just a big, he's a fat kid. So he was a big whiskey kid and, you know, fucking whiskey, like you'll gain a lot of weight drinking whiskey.
Oh, of course.
And beer is kind of obvious, but I put on like 20 pounds. So then around June, I was like, fuck, like I'm just going to do seltzers. I would do loaded seltzers pretty much summer. Yeah. Like a little White Claw, some vodka. That was pretty much it.
Well, dude, it fills you up. That's the point of it. Where you're going to say?
I was going to say, it's funny though, because you're just drinking like regular seltzer water.
No. I'm not talking about like hard seltzer, dog. Like, oh. I wish. You're saying that. Dude, he has beer. The guy who owns the studio, Ming, he has like beer on tap. I already checked. He had like this sick ass seltzer that was good. No, this hard cider, I mean. It's good. I have work after this. So it's like, I have to drive to work. So it's like, as much as like I did the other times, but today, every morning I wake up drinking seltzer. So how did you get started with this incredible brand?
So, around like October of my sophomore year of college. So last year I got arrested and I kind of hit like a rock bottom. I lost my scholarship. I used to go to TCU in Fort Worth and I was like, fuck.
You play, what sport do you play?
I don't play sports.
Oh, it was just, okay, I thought it was for a scholarship.
Yeah, no, it was
for,
just like academic.
I was going to say, like, TCU is a sick baseball program.
Yeah, they're really good, yeah. But there was this kid that was in my fraternity for like, it's kind of my fault, also definitely his fault. Like, we just didn't like each other. We used to get in arguments all the time. And like, one day we got into a fight in like the school gym, and he was just like, because I've been on Twitter for a while. Like I'm like a pretty good at trolling people.
Sure.
Yeah.
And he was just like, all the shit you put on the internet, like you're not going to amount to anything in life, all this shit. And he just fucking came at me in public. And then I went home that day and I was like, well, I mean, all my shit is on the internet. Like I probably can't get a normal job. So I might as well start a blog. Mm-hmm. So I, you know, I've been a fan of TFM, Barstool, like, reading their shit since I was basically 12, and I started my own Medium and then my own website. And then that fat kid that I brought up earlier, I was really mad at him one day. So I started this like fake Facebook and started trolling all these like college groups for incoming freshmen looking for like dorm mates and stuff.
Yeah.
Saying that like, oh my God, my son was bullied in high school because his dad went to jail for fucking like farm animals, all this stuff, and used his picture. So on like 50, like University of Maryland, Penn State, Rutgers, all these places. And like, cause over quarantine, I kind of got the news that I had to transfer
from TCU for like financial reasons.
Yeah, of course.
Mm-hmm. So I was like, Meek Mill, you know, it's time to marry the game. Yeah, what
of
I mean?
Course.
So yeah, I do. So I like was blogging heavier than ever. I was, you know, I started my own podcast, all that shit. And like I this happened. I was just trolling every day to get like page clicks, and I didn't even think about it. 2 weeks later, it was on Barstool UMD, and then like Barstool posted it, and like he became the face of this like thing that was trending on the internet. Like,
but it wasn't even him. It was just, it's obviously you behind it.
Yeah. That's crazy. Like it's a lie. And basically what I did, I'm taking a shit. I see it on Barstool. I'm like, holy fuck. So I made an Instagram really quick for the name of the kid, kid. His name was Travis Bristow. So I made an Instagram really quick being like, I'm Travis, and like he had taken two dabs, and I had him take a video being like, hey, this is Travis from like the Barstool post. If you want to hear my story, read my blog. And I put the link in the bio. It was just my blog.
Probably blew up.
It did. It hundreds of thousands of page clicks. And at that point, like TFM, the guy that runs it, found me and like read this one article of this BuzzFeed journalist that I trolled. And he was like, all right, we'll bring the website back if you'll be our first writer.
Wow.
Yeah.
Because that's, dude, not going to lie, with TFM, I mean, it hasn't, in my opinion, there was a time where I feel like it kind of stepped off a bit, and now I feel like it's coming back. I'm seeing it more, but it was huge at one point years, like I feel like years ago, but now I feel like it is making a resurgence, especially on social media.
I mean, I run the social media now.
Props to you, bro.
Yeah. I mean, like the thing is like, I when I was a kid, I had like crippling anxiety, and with that shit, you overthink everything, and you think about like what is going on in other people's minds so much that like I just kind of know what people want to see with that sort of thing. Like TFM kind of went under in 2018, and now that like they're back, like I don't know, we're getting followers at a steady rate. Like the website clicks double each month. I think it's going pretty well. It's just like it's kind of new. Like I've been working there for 6 months, I think.
Cool.
Yeah.
No, that's a heavy thing that you brought up, the anxiety, of course. And, you know, it's not easy being in front of the camera to do this stuff or even being behind this shit. And a lot of people forget that there's a man behind the account. Yeah. How did you overcome that?
I mean, I have the most, like, supportive girlfriend in the world. Also, I kind of, like, love being in the mud at this point in my life. Like, I love fucking... At 20, just being an ignorant fucking like 20-year-old kid that thinks I know everything. Like I love getting into fights with people in the comment section. Like just 2 weeks ago, this girl that tried to sue Barstool, like she was in a Barstool documentary and it made her look bad. So like they had to delete it. She tried to sue them. She was coming at like me for one of my tweets. And then, like, I wrote a bunch of blogs just fucking shitting on her. And I love that shit, man. I love, like, pissing stupid people off on the internet.
So the petty fighting is, like, that's kind of, like, it gets you going.
It gets me going. Yeah. It really does. Like, there'll be a time when I have kids where I'm like, oh, my God, I can't do this anymore. But, like, for now, it's, like, the shit just, oh, my God. I wake up and I just love it. I love it. I love like just being.
You're so
hated.
Passionate about it. I love like you don't see that a lot where people like actually are love what they
you
do
know,
with that.
This reminds me of that video you showed me by Charlie with that comment section.
Oh,
that like
yeah.
fight that went on for like 5 years in a YouTube comment section. Just,
dude, there was a YouTube, basically it was like, you know what, like Super Mario is.
Yeah.
So there was like a YouTube video of the soundtrack for like Paper Mario, and this YouTuber looked in the comment section, and there have been people fighting for 5 years, bro. 5 years, and these two people, and he looked at the whole video, and he spent a 20-minute video analyzing all the comments.
Oh my God.
And it's just like the last Aramoto. Aramoto. There's like
something like that. They were just, I mean, like they were getting really personal about it. Like, cause the one guy said, "This is my favorite song," and he's like, "Wow, you like fucking loser. This is like the worst song in the fucking soundtrack." And they just went on for 5 years. Well, and then like people would chime in here and there, but it was always the same two guys going at it for
Penguin
like
five.
Dude, that is awesome.
Penguin Zoo, yeah, exactly.
That is. I mean, like the other thing with something like that, like that could also be like the same person. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
it could be. That's true.
Like, the thing about the internet that I kind of realized, because I create a lot of fake news and stuff like that, is, like, I'm just so skeptical about, like, when I see something. Like, whenever Oscar Barstool, like, posts something about, like, some savage email to a professor, I'm always just like, I don't know.
They, it's so easy, like, to fake that.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Well, it is really. I mean, email, like, the Gmail background is just white. You could Photoshop the shit out of that so easily.
You know what I want to say? My favorite comment for, we were talking about fifth year. It's like the comment in every fifth year post is like, yo, bro, throw on that wig or something just to get on fifth year. Like, every fifth year video is basically, they're saying, is like not real, because whether you see it's a fight, bro, let's fight each other and spit on each other just to get on fifth year. Yeah. So.
Yeah, I mean, like, I see that a lot. Like, I don't know. The other day I had a kid, like, pretend to be passed out in the library with, like, a couple beers. And it was, like, midterm season or something like that. And I was like, really, dude? Like, you just emptied a couple beers? Or, like, what am I supposed to do with that? You know? Like,
did you get a lot of submissions?
Thousands a day.
Yeah. I remember that one video I saw that was, like, a huge deal. It was that kid in, like, a giant lecture hall, opened up a bottle of, like, Absolute and chugged the entire thing. I was like, that's probably water.
Oh, my God.
I was like, that's probably water. I don't believe you.
Well, Steve will do it, does it, and, like, so many people you think fake it, but he, like, opens it up. But still, you don't know. I think Steve does. Okay.
Steve definitely does it.
Shoe Nice just fucking eats glue.
I mean, he's a crazy person.
Insane. The shit that he eats, it blows me away.
Is he still alive?
Yeah, he is. I think so. He wasn't really doing it. I don't think he does
anything
anymore.
That was my shit in sixth grade.
Oh, yeah.
What's the worst thing I ever saw him eat? I can't even think about it. Like,
dude, I
just remember videos of him eating, like, a box of 64 crayons.
It's
like,
just weird.
It's
one of those things. It's like, you're not impressed, but you're like why? Why?
You know, and you know what the newest thing like that I see is that guy on TikTok who paints his face like a mime and just does really painful shit to himself but never makes any sound.
Yeah, I'm not on the weird side of TikTok like you, bro.
Dude, it's crazy. Like, he gets, like, shot himself in, like, the bare thigh with a paintball. And then just, like, he just, like, makes faces but, like, never voices his pain. But he makes these terrible faces, and it's just so fucked up. I was watching it in an Uber last night with Zach, and we were just like, how the fuck does this guy get money? I mean, he gets, like, 5 million likes.
Well, TikTok is just fucking crazy with that shit.
Like, he, like, jumps on Legos barefoot from, like, 10 feet or something like that. It's crazy, like, the shit that he does. God. It's terrible.
Now, TikTok, speaking of, is huge. And me and JR know that. And
wait, TikTok's big?
No.
It's like Vine, dude. It's going to die.
Yeah.
Is TFM on TikTok, bro?
So I've only been running their social for about, like, 3 months. Mm-hmm. And I talked to them about it. We got kicked off, like, I think, as soon as they made the account. Like, first video. And
censoring, but, wow. Fox.
Yeah. I had a TikTok that I used, like, before I started working at TFM, just to get a little bit of clout that made, like, I don't know, my Barstool TCU, or, like, I'm Schmack TCU and all that shit.
Oh, I'm Schmacked. Throwback to that.
Dude, those guys are idiots.
Throwback idiots. To that. Dude, I forgot about that.
Well, hold on. Why are they idiots? Let's hear about them. Let's hear them.
Basically, like, they would go to colleges and say they would have, like, this big, you know, rave party and stuff, and then people would pay, like, $30 for a ticket or whatever.
And then they wouldn't have it.
They wouldn't have it. They also got in trouble for, like, I don't know, they would take other people's content. They got into a lot of scandals, and then eventually, like, they just couldn't pay the lawyer fees anymore, so the company went under.
That, dude, I remember, like, they would go to a lot of the southern schools, but there was a big I'm Schmack New Jersey thing, like, 4 years ago. Everyone paid for tickets. And then last minute, everyone was like, wait, I think this is going to be ass. And just but they were like $20.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's just, I remember, like, my boy texted me, he's like, yo, I just made an I'm Schmacked video like 3 or 4 years ago, like, so lit. To be honest, the video was kind of cool. I'm not going to lie. Like, they were
I mean, they make it look cool. Like, I think next year, we might do, like, a little TFM tour. Ooh. Down south. For
just like Barstool.
Kind of, yeah. And, you know, fucking, I'm going to have a videographer that's going to make it look way cooler than it fucking does. And I'm just saying that right now. Like, you know, I was kind of shooting the pilot for it last week in Texas. And, like, yeah, it was fun. Like, we were at a bar and whatever. But, like, you know, what are we going to post? Like, me just, like, I don't know, like, shittily dancing, drinking rum and coke, or like the girl that was like, TFM, let me show my tits. Like,
yeah, just like can't see right there. I think, dude, that there's a big market for that, because especially one thing I gotta say with Barstool is they plant their seeds at different universities.
Yeah.
And I think that, like, listen, Monmouth has a Barstool, like Barstool Monmouth, they're a bunch of, I fucking hate them, honestly. I knew the kids who originally started it, but I think there's a big market, dude, for TFM to do that. Cause you guys are like you're saying, you're reemerging, dude, you're young. I always hate to see those older, not that like older people don't understand the college scene, but dude, you're in the midst of it. So you know what's funny, you know what other kids would like.
I mean, I'm kind of trying to start a Viceroy sort of program like Barstool. I only know that information about I'm Schmacked because all like the I'm Schmacked Rockers, all these like accounts hit me up and they're like, we want to do like Total Frat Move Rockers or whatever, TFM Rockers, TFM Delaware, all that shit. So I kind of have like, we have new management coming in. Like, I'm going to have a new boss for the next month. And once we talk to the lawyer, like there's a lot of things that people don't see behind the scenes.
Oh, of course.
Like TFM on average probably gets sued for $100,000 a year or something like that. Just like people didn't want their pictures out or whatever.
Yeah.
You can sue for anything nowadays, which is so fucked up.
Yeah.
You can sue for like burning your mouth on like a McDonald's coffee. That happened.
That happened.
I remember that. That was like 5 years ago.
It's ridiculous.
It's like, dude, I'm going to sue if I found a fucking finger in my fucking taco at Taco Bell. That's like a different story.
Yeah, but that's actually fucked up.
Things happen like that, dude. I'm not lying.
And that would definitely happen in Taco Bell.
But I mean, and honestly, what you just said about getting sued all the time, I feel like that shit, that's like some, but like people got to understand that that's kind of like what comes with like the world we live in now.
I mean, that's like what Barstool has mastered.
Yeah.
Like Dave Portnoy is the genius of like the risk, the reward outweighing the risk.
Yeah.
Like when they chained themselves to Goodell's fucking office and got arrested.
Yeah.
Sure. Like they got in a little bit of trouble, but they sold probably like over $1 million in t-shirts that day.
Yeah, I know.
Well, that's why, like, it's a lot of these you see, whether it's YouTubers doing crazy shit or paying for all this, you're going to find out, oh, you know, he spent $10,000 to wreck his car into something, but the video got 20 million views, so he made 50. And you're like, what kind of, the return on investment is fucking crazy.
I think like, when you, looking at a brand like Nelk Boys and Steve Will Do It, I think it's a little bit dangerous, to be honest with you, because those guys are like, you know, what they do, they're not my cup of tea necessarily, but you know, they're fucking masters of the content game. Like they have the algorithm down, all that shit. And now you get like every single kid that turns 16, like with a camera, wants to like chug vodka and shit. And it's just like, bro, it's not gonna work for you. You know, like you don't have it like that.
What exactly happened with that Seaside thing with Nelk Boys? Like, I know that they got in a lot of hot water when they were posting. I mean, it was like fucking crowds of people, no masks, like the midst of what was happening. What was like the like end result of that?
Yes.
Like, I mean, just we're talking about risk. Like, did it pay off or was it bad for them?
No, I mean, just to get in there, I think they went to the house. They rented out the house for their big drop, which they don't make any money on YouTube, like you're saying, because they do fucked up shit.
Yeah.
So YouTube, now after the adpocalypse in like 2018,
they're demonetized.
They don't make a single penny off YouTube, but they do make money off their merch. So they told a bunch of people they're going to be there, and thousands did come. There's this other like car page in New Jersey called Full Send NJ that like told thousands of people to come too. But I listen, do they care about coming back to fucking Jersey?
No.
They live in LA.
No.
New Jersey, I'm not going to lie, Monmouth has a shit party scene. Maybe Rutgers. I've been to Rutgers. Has a nice bar scene. But if you're talking about them going to schools to have fun, they don't care about not coming to New Jersey again.
But what exactly was it? Were they like told they couldn't? Like, what happened?
No, I just think they were probably fine through the city and not able to come back to the Shore House. But
yeah,
that's, I mean,
who cares?
Yeah, they obviously they picked that out for a reason.
What's gonna?
They're
get,
like, what's one state that we don't give a fuck about ever returning to? Jersey.
Oh, it's also not that. They're probably like, all right, what does Jersey have? A bunch of Italians that don't give a fuck about wearing masks. And what else does
true.
It have?
That's
like
true.
People
we
that.
Thought Manolian masks.
Some liberal ass governor that's going to put me on social media. Like fucking Phil Murphy put them on social media. That went so viral.
I know.
It's insane.
Like, it's like sometimes you got to The lack of self-awareness about what he did, like, by posting them. Like, you just gave them more press.
Dude, did you guys see the top comment on that?
No, it wasn't.
Don't tell it was you.
No. Okay. So, I've gotten a lot. I'm trying to write a blog on it, but no one has physical proof. A bunch of people have been submitting to TFM that Phil Murphy had, like, a 4th of July party or something. Uh-huh. Like, his kid. And yeah. Phil let it happen and, like, made, you know, like, they had the state troopers like collect phones and shit, so no one had evidence. That's but like dumb. As businesses were dying and he was telling people to stay inside,
listen,
like, this motherfucker had a party.
I mean, listen, Murphy's son has been caught at parties ever since this shit happened. Like, we've gotten messages about it. We've gotten, like, not, well, we did, we, I mean, we didn't actually get pictures, but we had so many people, like, tell us, like, yo, post about it. And we're like, we haven't done it. But, like, I don't, no one watches this podcast anyway.
No, they do. No, it's not even that, dude. We have a big influence on Monmouth County. Where, as far as, like, meme pages, we're the second biggest in New Jersey. And we have a bigger.
New Jersey memes, number one?
Yeah. New Jersey memes, number one.
We're,
you know,
pretty good, friends with her.
No, we're good friends with her.
Honestly, Colleen. Go fuck yourself.
No.
That's her name?
Yeah, her name's Colleen.
She's chill.
She's great, but...
What I was getting at,
she just posts Twitter. I make fun of her all the time. All she does is post Twitter screenshots now.
I do too.
I know, yeah. You took suit. You followed suit with her.
I followed suit. I was like, because, dude, I'll spend, like, a couple of hours on a meme. Like, we average, like, now 2,500 likes or whatever. She'll just literally take something from Twitter about New Jersey, put it on her
50,000 likes.
50,000 likes.
Dude, but that's what it is.
I know. I can't be mad, but I'm just sitting there.
It's
like,
part of the reason.
I'm going to go fuck myself.
It's part of the reason why I backed off of the meme page so heavily, because I'd put effort into actually making something funny and get like 1,500 likes. I was like, fuck this shit.
Yeah. I get discouraged all the time, but like, I kind of I've come to the conclusion at this point that the best way to do memes on Total Frat Move, because I usually make like 2 to 3 a week, but I used to try to make one like every day, and it just, you know, it doesn't really fucking hit the same.
No.
Like,
definitely not.
Like, the internet's so weird, bro. You have like 1 week of relevancy on something. Like, dicks out for Harambe. Like,
yeah.
That was like dicks the biggest thing Harambe. Ever, but for a month.
Yeah.
Know?
Yeah.
How often do you post now? Is it not every day anymore, Max?
3 or 4 times a week.
Okay, yeah, because there was a point where we were doing it every day, and I think that was like when I really started to hate doing it. Not hate it, but like I just couldn't, like,
it's a lot of pressure.
Physically make memes anymore about Monmouth County. I was like, Monmouth County's like, it's cool, but how many times can I make the same joke over and over again in a different format?
Yeah,
was
I just
kind of
do.
My look.
But
outlook.
If you want to see, I don't do Monmouth County. I do New Jersey.
Yeah, I know.
Because, dude, we have kind of a bigger. I had this dude. This was my favorite comment ever. This kid was like, I follow this page. Well, not only do I not even live in New Jersey, I don't live in the fucking U.S. And this one kid is like, I don't know how I found this. And everyone's commenting like, bro, come through. And it was like the weirdest comment. I commented back like, dude, I don't know who you are. But that was the coolest fucking comment.
I don't even live in the fucking... Well, yeah, because we were going through our like follower like ratio and like looking at like, you know, like male to female. And then we were looking at like, we had like 2% out of country, like where, like out of the country, like in Europe. I was like,
oh,
where
dude,
are these
yeah.
people? Why are they following us?
Dude, our podcast said Oceania.
Yeah. Like
it said like a 2%. I was like, bro, who the fuck is listening to us?
What is Oceania?
Isn't that, I mean,
is that a country?
No, it's not. It's a region. It's like, I feel like that's like,
it's a region. And
you
to
get
be honest,
like people from like New Zealand and stuff.
Yeah. And I would literally was like, are you fucking kidding? Because dude, as far as you're talking about, like using like you have the podcast going as well. Yep. It's really hard if you just as far as started this stuff and having the backing of TFM helps you get it off the ground.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's like honestly, my you know we're doing okay, but like I had a podcast before I started working for TFM, and one of those episodes for whatever reason got like. Thousands and thousands and thousands of plays.
Yeah, one of us got one
just
of ours got
we,
a couple thousand, but it was because Colleen was on it.
Yeah,
like we, I interviewed like this local New Jersey rapper. I could actually hook you guys up with him. It's my friend's little brother. And, yeah, and,
is he dope? Is he good?
I mean, yeah, he makes like good music. He's like, essentially, what happened? I think he was in like 8th grade, and his dad owns an auto body shop, and Fetty Wap was drunk, drove a Lamborghini or something in Bergen County. And then
yeah, because he's from Patterson.
Yeah, and like that's where the auto body shop is.
Okay.
So, like, he was, when he was in eighth grade, he was like, "Dad, I want to be a rapper," all that shit. And then Fetty Wap came in, and then like his dad was just like, "I'll fix your car for free if you mentor my son."
That's too bad cool. Fetty Wap hasn't done anything since, but that one album he had was fucking legendary.
Dude, I just don't know why. It was the best music ever.
That was my freshman summer year of 2015? College. No, it was summer 2015, so yeah. I started school 2016 fall. That every party, every frat party, every football party, like Fetty Wap, dude, like
he was the
Trap Queen. Oh my god.
RGF again. Island? Are RGF you kidding Island. Me?
Boom was in. Dude, it's so good. He's his one, a new song, which my friend Garrett from South Jersey, I love the kind of, he has a South Jersey accent. Like that. He says, like, back home.
Yeah, whatever. You need some water. Back water. Home.
So he's like, "Bro, Fetty Wap has a new song. Have you heard? It's called Strawberry Kush." And I listened to it. It's like, all right. I
just remember I was on this, like, reviewing website, and I saw, like, that they were, like, critics were reviewing his new album, and it got a 3 out of 100, like a 30 out of 100. I was like, damn.
Not the one.
No. More one. Recently. Like, yeah. One of his, like, more recent albums just got absolutely trashed. And I've never heard a single one of those songs played ever. Never listen to any of them.
No, not the new ones. The
no,
old one,
no. Yeah. Obviously, the old ones. Yeah.
So you're a New Jersey guy?
I fucking love New Jersey.
Okay. You're from here?
Yeah. Okay. I'm from Hunterdon County.
Mm-hmm. Is that's north?
It's like kind of, it's more like central west.
Okay.
Are you guys one of those assholes that's like central Jersey doesn't exist?
No,
like,
bro.
We're the biggest advocate for it. Right. It's North Jersey.
I was
going to
say West New Jersey. That explains the outfit.
Yeah, I was. I woke up today still fucked up, pounded like 3 waters, and then looked at the time and I was like, "Holy shit, I gotta go on these guys' podcast." And then I was wearing my cowboy outfit from last night, and I was like,
"I fuck with it." Yeah. I actually really well, dude. You know what? Like, you could just saves you. It's Halloween,
yeah.
It just especially because if you're just honestly, if you were wearing that and it was not Halloween, I'd be like, "It's kind of chill. I like it. It's eccentric." I mean, me and JR aren't.
I mean, we look like assholes.
Yeah,
right
we
now,
can't
so.
Really. It's not, dude. Listen, have you been to the Haskell, bro? Have you been in the Haskell?
No, but I've been to this is what they wear. Steeplechases a bunch of times. Yeah.
So this is what everyone wears. Like, you go, you dress preppy, you have a good time, and wear.
I mean,
sweaters.
You guys are like total frat moves, circa 2014.
Yeah, exactly. That was what I think Max was going for.
You look like an Ole Miss pledge.
Yeah, I'm not trying to wall sit after this.
But yeah, I mean, one thing about our page is I think that nobody really cares that we don't do this, but we make jokes about is we don't represent like Western Monmouth County at all. Like anything west of like the shore, we don't have. The only jokes we ever make about them are just about farmland. Like that's it, because we don't really know anything about
Western Monmouth County.
Well, dude, we grew up in a beach town.
Yeah.
Which one?
Monmouth Beach. Like right by Long Branch, by Pier Village.
Where'd you guys go to high school?
Sure. I went to Shore.
I went to CBA.
Oh, asshole. Asshole.
Why do you hate CBA?
No, I don't. It's just I love fucking with kids. I was with a bunch of CBA kids last night.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, I got 2 pretty good buddies that went there.
Okay.
But yeah, no. I mean, I just love that everyone hates. Like in my neck of the woods, we all hate Del Barton.
Yeah.
So I really have no problem with CBA.
I was gonna say, if you hate Del Barton, you should love CBA. Like
I have no qualms with it. It's just like I love that. I love that there's like always that one school that people hate.
Yeah, it has because honestly, they're usually like it's usually a well-off school.
You dress like you go to CBA.
There were people at CBA that would wear bow ties. Oh, I'm sure. I never wore bow ties at CBA. I always wore regular ties. But
what is that in your fucking pocket, dude?
It's pockets. Fake. Yeah, it's a fake pocket square.
I thought it honestly, dude. It looked like a movie ticket. No, that looks like a movie ticket coming out, like some ticket or whatever that black line.
I think you're blind.
It does.
Nah, I think you're blind.
Buddy, you know, he was the one who wanted to fucking dress in like. The problem is, he always dresses over the top with me, dude. If I'm at home,
fucking wear like a t-shirt to the podcast.
If I'm not, for the rest of my life, if I could wear one thing, I'd just wear like joggers, t-shirt. I'm very low key. I know how to dress up, and I can. This motherfucker's like, you know, I gotta wear a cardigan. So like,
I've never worn
a
cardigan in my entire life. Not a single time have I ever worn a cardigan.
We'll go through your fucking closet after this,
dude. Those are comfortable as shit. I love a nice cardigan.
I've never worn one.
Yeah,
so.
But not to fucking bed.
How do you guys know each other?
We grew up in the same town.
Yeah, we grew up together.
I mean, we hate each other now. I mean, Jesus. I mean, how many years has it been?
It's 15, been 16, years. And just the fact that he just doesn't do anything with the page or the podcast anymore just creates a lot of resentment. No, it's like he'll be like the. We always say this like the married couple and the guest is like sitting there like, okay, you could talk through it, Max.
So here, let me explain my side. Personally, the whole meme page thing, never something that I really wanted to pursue personally, but I thought it was really cool, and I was like, I mean, you know, I had a lot of ideas. So
it has followers, so I want to jump on.
Yeah. I wanted to get on the train and bandwagon the shit out of it.
Just get a lot of girls,
well,
of course.
Yeah, all the ladies, yeah. But not all the ladies, yeah. They all DM me. Not
professional
really.
Professional sex habit.
I am.
Yeah, dude. It's unreal. I'm like, ladies, come on, I'm here. And they're like, no, we want the preppy kid.
We want the preppy kid that is like really negative on the podcast and just shits on your parade all the time.
He seems like he'll be a great time and just not judge me at dinner the whole time for every life decision I made up to this point.
That's literally me. No, I don't do that. But no, my thing is I never really wanted to like get hugely involved into the whole like page. I wanted to get into it because I thought I had a lot of good ideas at the time, and I thought it would be fun, and I did, and it was fun for a while, like for us to just like be like bouncing ideas off each other, and then like I got really into the podcast instead because this is more like was more my like speed, you know, doing something like this.
This is more of our speed, yeah.
And then after a while, the only thing I noticed was that the only time him and I were talking or like hanging out with each other was when we were dealing with this shit. And then I started to get sick of it.
And then you want to save it for the podcast. Like if you have something funny to say, like me and my co-host, we always just say like, save it.
Yeah. And then after a while, him and I kind of just like would like fucking like, because him and I are very different. We're not similar at all, personality-wise.
Yeah, I got that.
Yeah. So like, we just fucking like butt heads all the time over stupid shit. And then it's like sometimes we get a little sick of each other. Like he makes fun of me. I never answer his text messages. I just ignore them.
Bro,
I drove past him the other day, and he literally put his window down. He's like, answer my text messages.
Bro, I texted him like, I texted the kid.
How hard is it?
I just don't want to talk to him. I just don't want to talk to you sometimes.
Thank you. He understands, okay? I'm setting you up for your next girlfriend. If you don't text her, you're going to be on the hotbed.
I text everyone but you, Max.
Okay, yeah. It's like important shit. Like, hey, dude, got to get the podcast. Like,
you free to do the podcast? It's like, I'll answer you in 3 days, okay?
Yeah. I mean, I fucking about like 3 weeks ago, one of my podcast co-hosts lives in DC.
Sure.
So he had to come up and we had to crush like 15 interviews in like an 8-day span.
Jesus Christ, dude.
Yeah. And it's just kind of funny because it's similar because like I got two co-hosts. One of them is like kind of up and coming stand up comedian a little bit. Like he's testing the waters with that. But he wanted nothing to do with like content, our other one. Mm-hmm. So he's just kind of there for the ride because he's a funny kid. And it's just very similar. He's like, fuck this. Like now I work for Total Frat Move. Like what the fuck?
Well, it's managing. Like no one tells you this about work, but the biggest thing is managing relationships because everyone is different and you're not, you know, me and JR at points will never be on the same page with this.
Not at all.
And you just have to accept that, but you just have to put that aside and say, how can we get this done the most efficient way? And of course, dude, there's some weeks because he is a new job that he's starting out, which now.
Yeah, congrats.
Thanks.
Big finance guy. It kind of looks like he definitely does. Just don't do the drugs. Don't do drugs, kid, all right? Stay away.
TFM.
TFM. He's currently blogging.
Oh shit! Please don't put that on the video. Okay, I don't want my boss to see that.
No, of course. But my busy season for work was in the summer, so now I'm kind of winding down. So now I'm kind of doing I'm doing more of the stuff right now for the podcast, even where I'm happy. Where basically I just have him come over for the vital stuff. I'm like, JR, let's finalize the edit, this and that. But as far as I'm able to do the rest, so. It's fine. We're able to. Because
it was in the beginning, it was mostly we kind of flip flopped roles a little bit. In the beginning, I was doing most of the editing, and then as I kind of
you were a top.
Yeah, I was the top. And now I'm a huge bottom. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, because like he didn't. I mean, like you knew how to use Premiere, but he was better at Photoshop than I was. So like he was making most of the memes. And then I slowly got acclimated to Photoshop, and then when we started the podcast, you didn't really know how to use Premiere that well.
I know how to use Premiere, but as far as like my biggest thing is getting the audio and shit. But now
he couldn't sync anything up. Yeah, which is a bitch to do. Like the it's a bitch. But so then like watching me edit and shit. Now then we started doing 50-50, and now you do most of the editing because I'm not even like. working a ton right now. I'm just studying. I have to get registered. I have to get licensed. So I'm fucking studying. I have to take 3 exams in 6 months.
Yeah, it's not for finance.
And if
like,
I don't,
he's
and
getting
if I
licensed
fail them,
to be like a like this like porn. Like he's working in the porn industry, mm-hmm. so he has like.
Dude, I interviewed Sarah J.
Really?
Yeah. It was really? Okay. Phenomenal. Like,
but was that over Zoom or in person?
It was over Zoom, but it was
part
like
two
awesome.
In person.
She like,
you're like, I'm a big fan.
Yeah. Well, we like interviewed one of our first interview was like this the biggest like porn producer, like Hall of Fame in the AVN Hall of Fame or something. Okay. His name is Dan Leal, and he's a male porn star and male like porn producer, and he hooks it like the interview just went great, like. Yeah. And he's now like hooking us up with all these fucking like, and it's so weird talking to a guy in the porn industry because he'll be like, yeah, I fucked Riley Reid. Just like
that's
casually.
Crazy.
And he's like a 50-year-old guy. Like he's just living
that's
the dream.
That's one of the perks of it. I mean, I would hope.
Yeah. You know. I mean, there's so many perks. Like in his mind, because if you make it, like there's endless perks. And
well, Johnny Sins, dude.
I mean,
he's the king. And he's a meme lord.
I know
too.
The memes are what I think have really boosted him. Cause, yeah. Like, everybody knows
him coming
face.
Into the room and the guy's yeah, face like, and it's the Avengers soundtrack
or like the screen, like you know that big screen meme?
Oh yeah, they're yeah.
Dude, so fucking good. I like one thing you're saying with guests and it really helps you. Are you fucking Austin is fucking calling me that dumbass.
He's like, yo, when are we on AC tonight?
This kid can't clean. He was like the dirtiest kid in our house. Look at I've met like as the screenshot of him calling this.
Is that a mellow?
He's that? Trying to use. It's a mellow jersey. He's trying to use a broom, and he's never used one before. So he just. Oh my so you God. See him. He's like this. That's what we're talking about. So
We'll put it on screen.
Oh no, I will definitely put it on the screen. But having Monmouth County Memes dude has almost 30,000 followers. It allows us to reach out to someone like you and talk to you and get you on. So with TFM dude, you're interviewing all these crazy people, and it's probably insane for you.
So it's kind of weird and everyone always thinks it's weird. What I always say is like, are you guys familiar with Sammy Adams?
The singer?
Yeah. The rapper.
Yeah.
All like, Night Longer, banging song.
Yeah. he's like my favorite rapper since I was like, I don't know, 10. And, like that interview, I was like shitting my fucking pants.
You interviewed Sammy
like,
Adams.
Yeah. Like that's my like childhood fucking idol. Like that's we've interviewed people bigger than Sammy Adams, but like. There's no one bigger in my book that I could interview than Sammy Adams. So after that happened and like it went great, we were just drinking beers with him. Like, fucking, I talked to him like we just text sometimes. It's like fucking dope.
Good.
That's awesome.
But like after that, like fucking, I don't know. I don't really give a shit about like other people as much as I give a shit about Sammy Adams, you know?
Yeah.
Like Trevor Wallace, I'm a big fan. Like, his work is really funny. I like the stuff he does, and his stand up's really good.
Instagram and YouTuber,
yeah.
Who does the Zoomies employee shit?
Yeah.
Shut the. You interviewed him?
Yeah. So like we interviewed him, but like I don't know. Like,
bro,
I don't
you
have
that pack some before this. All right, he's a fucking pussy,
dude. He's a funny ass. Dude,
I love
man.
That. That's awesome, dude.
Yeah, and well, it's kind
anyone
of
anyone else, please. This is like this is awesome.
Well, we're interviewing Nick Coletti pretty soon. From Real Rez. Yeah.
No! That's Max's like idol right there.
Dude.
I love Nick Coletti.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Dude, are y'all hiring? You need another co-host, dog.
I just love that one video where he's at the McDonald's drive-thrus.
Yeah.
And he was
yeah.
like, can I get the 6-piece sausage McGiblets? And they're like, oh, sorry, breakfast is over. He's like, I wasn't going to kill myself today. It's just like,
dude, he's so funny.
When he used to cut his own hair and he just gave himself like a fucking bowl cut to shave the back of his head.
When he used to live with Getter, that shit was I love Getter, bro.
Well, Getter's on Real Bros too.
Yeah, no, he's like probably my dream. Interview.
Dude, they just had Pete Davidson on that shit, a Victoria Justice.
That new season was dope. Like, that shit was funny as hell. It's, like, crazy that they don't have a Netflix show.
Yeah. They should. I think.
I mean, they have a deal with Facebook.
But. Yeah, Facebook now. First year was just on YouTube. I told Jared to watch it. It's fucking funny.
Not a big deal. I found it with 50,000 views. Not a big deal.
Oh, wow.
Like
you're like I was following PewDiePie when he had like 1,000 subscribers and now he's got 100 million. No, I wasn't though, but no. But
say.
Yeah,
Yeah, but like that shit was funny to me. And then I went to TCU and basically was in a fraternity with a bunch of kids from Orange County, fucking California.
And were they like that?
Oh my God. It just got so much funnier, dude.
Rio like, bros see me.
Me and all the, like, I had a buddy from Minnesota there, and we just would fuck with these kids by like doing like see me quotes. But they actually talk like that.
It'd be
yo, you picking up the coke?
that face like, no, dude. We don't have cops. What are we going to fucking do? And then, well, we actually realized that it's like 3 o'clock in the afternoon, so it's actually really easy to get cops.
Turns out we were high and overthinking it.
Yeah, that was so good. Dude, it's okay if you don't burn, all right? See, you just don't burn. Wait, no, dude, I burn. I fucking burn. And then the one time he does burn.
I kind of wait. Actually, I went to school. Max told you I went to Loyola Marymount University. So I didn't really like have that experience. Like, there weren't that many people there that I personally knew that acted like that.
There's a lot of girls that go there that want to be models.
Oh, yeah, no, that's true.
A lot. Like, when I think of Loyola Marymount in California, I think, like, girls wanting to be Instagram models.
Yeah, the Instagram model, whatever, which, yeah, I mean, we see that a lot. I mean, TFM girls, of course.
I don't run TFM girls. My buddy Amir does. But, dude, what always pisses me off is, like, it's not really happening as much right now just because, you know, we're getting the brand up and running again. Mm-hmm. But in the past, like, TFM got so much shit for, like, co-eds and SCAD bathing suits and stuff like that. Dude, we literally get hundreds and hundreds of girls a day that submit pictures of us. And we're helping them out. Like, if I, like, I know a couple girls that want to, like, be models and shit, and fucking one of them, like, I got her on the page, and, you know, that got her, you know, 1,000 followers or whatever it may be. And, like, now she's an extra in movies and shit. Like, she's doing shit she wants to do. Like,
so what, I mean, they were just giving you shit for posting them?
Like USA Today, fucking New York Times, just like all this shit about misogyny and fucking.
Well, dude, they're going to do that where they think that you're, like, if you were just stealing pictures of them, like, there's like a Babes of NJ page and they're kind of fucking weird. I feel like they're kind of creeps. I don't know. I'm just, I always make enemies on this fucking thing. But I think they're
the dudes. He literally calls out someone doesn't like, says, fuck you.
No, they're definitely the dudes that just creep on girls' things and just take their pics. But you guys get submissions and help these girls out. And, you know, if you have 100,000 subscribers, you can get people to pay you to post shit.
Dude, all these girls are looking for is to get like 25% off on Manscaped or whatever. You know, so they have some money in their pocket when they go to college.
And yeah, like, they want to do an OnlyFans, put that in their bio.
Dude, I fuck with OnlyFans, man.
High key, I don't even want to say this. I can't even let JR know this yet, but we might have a porn star in one of our next ones.
Oh, boy.
What?
Yeah.
Since when? I'm so out of the loop, it's not even funny.
A dude?
I don't even want to say it. I'll say it off air. Oh, it's okay. A dude. Jesus.
It's a dude, yeah.
We're having a porn star.
Dude, I mean,
he's got a huge beast.
Lexington Steel.
Oh, my God.
He just uses his dick as the microphone.
Just wraps it around.
He just pulls it up. He's like, already all the way up here.
Oh, my God. Dude, thanks for coming on, man. This has been
A way to end. What a closing point right there.
Yeah, dude, it's just thinking about Cox.
Monmouth County memes, TFM. Let's run it.
Shout out to Cox and TFM.
Oh, by the way, since I'm here, where's the best place you can get a pizza around here?
Best place to get pizza.
Maybe you guys get some like free promo from the, or they get some free promo. You guys get some free pizza. Who knows?
No, I would say.
So here's the thing. No, you go.
No, I would say Gianni's probably.
I think
the best.
Gianni's is good. I like Enzo's by me a lot. Actually, I think they're really good. They have this like pizza that's like it's like semolina crust and everything, and then it's like I forget what it's called. They put like pesto on it too. And it's called like a grandpa pizza. It's really good. That's really good.
Well, dude, have you ever had this, like, Monmouth County is known for this chicken baka wrap at Gianni's, which is, like, the biggest thing at Monmouth, which it's like sex. It's better than, it's really, but it if you really, want pizza,
really good.
If you want pizza, get pizza, but it's like $8 or $9 and it's this sick, like, vodka sauce in there, like, it's what every Monmouth kid gets and is known for. But I'd say, I mean, there's a few good, I just say Gianni's because we've done a lot
of
shit.
Yeah, we've done
a
lot of stuff with them. They're really solid, yeah.
Yeah, they're good guys. But yeah, I think we're coming up to the point of ending the podcast, man. Is there anything you want to plug before we end?
Read my blog, Robert Master of Bird Law. Follow me on Instagram, TFM Bird Law, and listen to my podcast, That Never Happened. If you want to hear, you know, interviews with porn stars and YouTube people and shit from a idiot 20-year-old that has an alcohol issue, check it out.
Yeah, definitely send us all those links and we'll put them in the bottom.
Yeah,
and swipe something. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, Jared, do you have anything to say?
No, I'm good. I think we got everything.
Yeah.
Really concrete. We're good.
Let's go. All right, guys. Thank you for watching the 21st episode of the MCM podcast. Please like, subscribe, send all your friends. Go do what my man TFM Birdlaw just said. Check out his shit, and we'll see you next time. Peace.